And now as we go into our metta for the difficult one and ourselves, we're going to take a bit of time to establish that nice posture of equanimity that's so supportive, followed by metta for an easy one, ourselves, a friend, benefactor, generating lots of goodwill before we get to the more difficult one. And so taking this time now to sit as we did earlier, feeling the qualities of equanimity through the body, so grounding through feet, legs, bottom, hands. Feel the sensations. Checking for the quality of balance through the body. Letting the body sway left, right, front, back. Find a nice still point of balance through the body, all the way to the top of the head. So feeling grounded and balanced, we now engage with courageous poise. Roll the shoulders up, back, and down a few times. And on the last time, let the shoulder blades gently flatten to the back, creating a nice straight and strong back that's not stiff. And noticing the natural lift to the chest that may feel heart-opening, courageous. Feeling of poise, all the while still grounded and balanced. And then the head and neck nicely balanced, with the eyes closed or open, whatever your preference, but letting the eyes be straight out or even possibly a little upwards. So we're not arching the neck, it's just a very gentle sense of the eyes straight outwards or slightly up, as if we're looking at a big view, a big vista. Like the mountain or the tree, we sit here and breathing into the sense of being grounded, balanced, with courageous poise and a big view. And so in the silence, generating a friendly awareness through body, through breathing, letting the attention rest here and gather into the present moment through body and breathing. As we move into the metta practice, we want to be sure to maintain this lovely posture to support us through the practice and to keep the practice embodied. So we want to continue to feel the groundedness, the sense of balance, courageous poise, and a big view all through. And if at any point in the practice you're feeling any overwhelm, this is a place to come home to. Feel into this, the body, breathe into it. This is home. Keeping an intention of goodwill and opening and being soft. As we now hold in mind an easy one to engage metta for, someone who makes you smile. Doesn't need to be an intimate relationship, doesn't need to be human. Just lots of ease, the heart naturally opens into goodwill. And so practicing with this one, using your own phrases as you like, or the boundless heart phrases. Or some simple ones that I'll offer, which are simply to be safe, healthy, happy, and have ease. So those are the simple ones that you've heard me practice many times before. You could use those. So in the silence, practicing with whatever phrases are suitable for you, for the easy one. And take a half a minute more for the easy one. And then notice how it all sits with you and how the posture is and the breathing, the embodiment. And then as you're ready, engaging in metta for yourself, perhaps with the easy one if that's suitable, perhaps a sense of yourself as you are now or as a wee child, whatever helps to open the heart mind into goodwill. Safe, healthy, happy, ease. Or your own phrases or boundless heart phrases. Using soothing touch at any point to support, to engage the embodiment and the goodwill. Take a half a minute more to finish that part of the practice. And now warming up the heart even more, offering metta to a dear friend or to a benefactor. Over the next few minutes, engaging with a few more beings that really open your heart into goodwill, all the while feeling the body grounded, balanced, with courageous poise and a big view, feeling embodied through the phrases. And take a half a minute more for those categories. And notice how the heart, mind, the body is feeling. And now, if you feel able to engage with metta for one who is a little bit difficult, not hugely difficult, 2 or 3 out of 10, maybe just a little annoying, doesn't need to be someone you're really close to. Having said that, the ones that we've cared for and loved, when they're not behaving in agreeable ways, those are the ones we really can struggle with. But we can practice with ones that are not so challenging, with an intention of ultimately having no one outside of our hearts, knowing that this practice is good for our heart, mind, bodies. And so holding in mind this difficult one and taking good care of body, feeling grounded, balanced, that courageous view, and the courageous poise, and the big view. And offering metta for this difficult one, keeping the body stable throughout, hand to the heart or other soothing touch spot at any point, and trying on the practice for the difficult one. Safe, healthy, happy, ease, or your own phrases or boundless heart phrases. And take a half a minute more for practice with the difficult one. And then really noticing how the body, heart, mind is doing and taking good care to stabilize the posture. To be very deliberate, to ground, to balance, to have that courageous poise, that big view. And then coming back to ourselves and offering ourselves metta once again, possibly tagging on to the phrases, in the midst of this, in the midst of things, safe, healthy, happy, ease, in the midst of things, for yourself, keeping embodied, soothing touch, whatever you need. And taking a half a minute more for metta for yourself. Notice how you feel and rest in body and breathing in the last few minutes. And then listening to this short poem by E.E. Cummings, which so nicely expresses the relationship between letting go and metta, and how when we hold on to our grudges inwardly or outwardly, it keeps us apart from love and goodwill. The opening line is "Let it go." There's no other title, as far as I know. Let it go. The smashed word, broken, open vow, or the oath cracked lengthwise. Let it go. It was sworn to go. Let them go. The truthful liars and the false fair friends and the boths and neithers. You must let them go. They were born to go. Let all go. The big, small, middling, tall, bigger, really the biggest and all things. Let all go, dear. So comes love. Let it go. The smashed word, broken open vow, or the oath cracked lengthwise. Let it go. It was sworn to go. Let them go. The truthful liars and the false fair friends and the boths and neithers. You must let them go. They were born to go. Let all go. The big, small, middling, tall, bigger, really the biggest and all things. Let all go, dear. So comes love. So comes love.